Wacocha, a tough loss night. Had a chance to win it there at the end. Got a good look from Caden Millville at the top of the key, but just couldn't get it to fall and just missed it by a matter of inches.
All right. Yeah, we went over sideline man stuff in game, right, last practice, and then forgot about zone. I'll take the blame on that. We executed all right. We'll take the shot. I thought the boys fought hard to get back into the game. We just waited 29 minutes to start playing. We got to learn from it and kind of move on.
Yeah, it's kind of a tale of two halves, like you said. First half, guys did a really good job of forcing turnovers, getting out to pass breaks, getting easy looks, but that second quarter, they did a better job of just taking care of the ball, and it seemed like their full-court zone defense just wore on you.
Yeah, we didn't do a good job attacking the gaps in their half, in their zone press. Our inexperience reared its head a little bit. You gotta dribble into the zone and make them two people guard one, and we kind of just were back and forth a lot of the game. We turned the ball over. We probably had more turnovers than we did shots tonight. Our inexperience kind of reared its head in that sense.
You talk about the inexperience, and I thought two of your underclassmen really shined in terms of their confidence, Cooper McManaway and Zane Miller. Zane just stepped up so big in that fourth quarter, had that three to cut it to one, and Cooper McManaway being your second leading scorer, just the confidence that he showed as a freshman against a very tough defense, I thought really just stood out.
Right. Zane hit some big shots. Hindsight's 20-20. I wish we had maybe had him on the wing a little bit longer. We thought he'd be at the high post to kind of help us out there. Cooper's got one motor, and it's a 100-gear motor all the time. He's got to know eventually that it'll slow down as the season goes along, and it's only going to help him in the long run to get in as far as the experience on the road and, a conference foe like South Central.
You talk about taking learning bumps, and as much as it stinks to take losses, especially to a conference rival, this is really what you get out of playing in a tough conference is you get these battle tests and you learn how to, not necessarily how to lose, but you also can just take these experiences and use them as learning curves and learn how to win down the road.
Yeah, that's what this team has to do. We have to learn how to win. We have to learn how to win on the road. We haven't yet to do that. We're 3-0 at home and 0-2 on the road. You have to bring your own energy. It was their homecoming, so they were going to bring it. The coaches could tell how our energy wasn't ready from the get-go. But that's on Coach Doring. He had his boys ready to go, and they had a good game plan.
Back on the road tomorrow, taking on a really good Casey team. So it's a quick turnaround and one that you kind of have to put behind you pretty quickly.
Yeah, we're going to get right back at it. Coach Brandon does a good job. He's got that program humming. At least top 20. I think it's top 10 team in the state this year, 1A. They handled Dedrick pretty easy at Cumberland. So we're going to be ready to go. It might be a long evening, a long afternoon, I guess.